Got a note from Jim in the email. And by the way, appreciate those who send emails. Once again, we encourage you to stay in touch with us. If you have questions, concerns, comments, thoughts, or things, you can reach Dave. It's easy. Dave at WSGW.com. Pat at WSGW.com. Charlie at WSGW.com. I spell it with the I-E, not the E-Y. And Jim's hearing in sports this morning, referencing the Loons.
Yeah.
Starting the final homestand and being one game out of the playoffs. And Jim is like, well, as far as I know, they're in first place in their division. Yes, they are.
They are. However.
However, this is the 2021 postseason format, and I actually had to make sure I had clarification. I think I understood this, but I went to the official Midwest League site, and here's what's going on. Okay. The format for the 2021 postseason is going to consist of two teams per league in a single best-of-five series that will start September 21st. Okay, I get that. You have the High A League. The Loons are part of that. And there's two divisions.
Okay.
And remember, this year, the Loons are only playing teams in their own division for travel purposes playing those big six-game series. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's the key. The two playoff participants are going to be decided based on best regular season winning percentage, regardless of division.
Whoa,
so you could win your division,
but still not get into the postseason.
Which this is where the Loons sit right now. They're on first place in the East Division by a game over Lake County. But Cedar Rapids in the West Division has a one-game advantage with a better winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your nuance for 2021. That's why we have the Loons one game behind, even though they lead the division.
Do they still get, a trophy, a flag, a pennant, whatever, for winning the division?
No.
Something to recognize them?
I'd like to think the accomplishment should be there, but the accomplishment should be, let's put you into the playoffs, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I wish that was.
I mean, I understand this is weird things happening with 2021 and doing what's necessary, but that still seemed a bit weird. You can win the division,
right,
but mm-hmm. still not make the playoffs because you might not have the best winning percentage.
That's strange.
Yeah. That's the way they're doing this in the High A where the Loons are, the Low A where the Loons used to be, and also Double A. I think Triple A is still doing the regular ones.
Yeah.
In the event of any ties, by the way, then it comes to head-to-head record. Well, how could they do that? Because they're not playing. I shouldn't say that because it's all geographic.
Yeah.
If the clubs remain tied after head-to-head records, as in the best overall winning percentage over the last 20 games. Oh, so if you're hot for 20 games of the last part of the year, you're okay.
Then you're all right.
And if the clubs still remain tied, best overall winning percentage over an additional game, like the last 21 games till the last 22 games.
Hmm.
Jeez. Doing things a little strange, but hopefully that clarifies it for Jim and for others, too, who are wondering. If you're heading out to Dow Diamond and you think, hey, our Loons are in first place, we celebrate that. But they have to have the best winning percentage. Right now, the Loons are 62-52, and the Cedar Rapids team in the other division is 63-51. So there's that one game difference. So
there's no postseason play.
We got six games to play.
Six games to go. All right.
And all six games, these are the last homestand. If you want to head out to Dow Diamond, loons.com, get your tickets and root the Loons on. And Lake County's still breathing down our necks because they're one game behind two games out, but
two
one
games
game
out.
Behind us. So we're playing Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers, who are basically a 500 club. Let's see who Lake County and Cedar Rapids play just for fun. I got to go to the schedule here and let's find out what we get. Cedar Rapids is playing Peoria. One of the poorer teams.
Oh, okay.
And Lake County is playing Beloit.
Yeah.
So we got the toughest challenge ahead.
They have the opportunity to come away looking good at the tail end of the season.
They do. They just went out.
Just went out and let the other teams, force them to win by you winning as well.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the nuance this year. It is a little strange. I don't know if I'll leave it because I'm sure that they did a lot of discussions on this. It just seems there should be some kind of reward besides basically, here's a division trophy. By the way, you're at home for the playoffs. That kind of stinks.
I know. That's why I was wondering. Did they at least get,
if that's the case, keep your trophy.
I mean, why have divisions if you're not going to have playoffs?
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just to put it all in one big thing. If this was the fate of 2021, just put everyone in one big division. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
7:50 on WSTW. Go Loons!